Hello and welcome to the Success Showcase. I'm your host, Eric Lopkin from the Modern Observer Group. And with me as always is Chip Januszewski from the Happiness and Success GPS. Chip, how are you doing this week?
Doing great, Eric. How about you?
Doing fantastic.
Looking forward to spring tomorrow?
I'm looking forward to spring and I'm following the path of a nor'easter at the same time.
Yeah, they said we might get a little bit more white stuff on Wednesday, but it doesn't look like it, the stuff that we've been getting recently. So eventually it's going to be warm and we'll be able to go out and water our palm trees.
Yes, hopefully spring will actually be spring-like. So today we're going to have another edition of the Success Showcase Book Club. And the book we're talking about today is The Greatest Salesman in the World. It's a very quick book, and it focuses on 10 aspects of making a sale. However, it's a little different from most sales books. Because first of all, the tips that they're talking about are really based in mindset and how you're approaching not just sales, but your life, which is very different from a sales manual. The other thing that really makes it stand out is that it's set in biblical times. And it's a very interesting twist on a sales training.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is that obviously since man walked the earth, we've always been a creature of sales. And, you know, just a little bit about the author, Og Mandino, was a very, very good author, motivational speaker in a lot of different ways. And, yeah, this book was like his most famous one, but he did a lot of talks. And he's kind of a rags to riches story himself, where he was down in the dumps big time. And one of his books he talked about, he was very, very depressed and out on the streets and so on and so forth, and was had a life-changing moment when he saw a gun in the window and so on and so forth, and decided to change his life instead of going out and buying it. So there's different things, you know, that have to do with Og Mandino, and he has a lot of Audible books out there, which I highly recommend catching. I mean, this one does have a little bit of biblical overtone to it, shall we say. But some of the later ones are just really, really good, amazing, feel-good stories. But the principles in this have inspired a lot of people to do a lot of great things. And so including, we've talked about my Send Out Cars business, and it actually inspired the person who founded Send Out Cars to do things the way that he's doing things. So, again, the principles are timeless, and that's one of the neat things about it. And one of the best things that we have here, as you were talking about, is they are mindset principles. They talk about giving, because the big thing about this is, as he was sharing these principles, one of the key things is 50% of what you make, you have to give back to society in one way or another. And so that overtone is really, really important, because the bottom line is if you're just in it to make the riches, it's not going to work for you. Even if you make them, you're still going to be miserable.
And that's something I found really interesting, given that, you know, the focus of the book is these 10 scrolls, each one that has a different secret to helping your sales. The book doesn't even get to the scrolls until halfway through. The first half of the book is focused on, one, making people understand that sales isn't a dirty word. We've come to, you know, regard salespeople as a necessary evil. And the fact of the matter is, every business person has to sell. But we've gotten that image of the used car salesman. And even now, when you look on LinkedIn, when you look at people's profiles, if they're a salesperson, they'll tell you they're a consultant, or they're, you know, they're a coach, or they'll use any kind of euphemism to avoid calling themselves a salesperson. And a large part of this book is showing just how valuable sales are, and that being a salesperson far from being something to be embarrassed by, is something to strive for.
Yeah, especially if you look at really, I mean, what sales is all about. I mean, you can use the word share and that kind of thing, because basically, you know, we've talked about this before, but the psychology of the buyer, of the consumer, is they need things and they want things. And if you're there with something that fulfills those needs for the people, and then very importantly, if you're somebody that they know, like, and trust, then things happen a lot. So, I mean, sales, the word itself has a bad rap. And, you know, sometimes you can't put words into what you're really feeling and so on and so forth. And I think this is a really, really big instance. So when people are talking about that, a lot of times when I'm talking about networking, I talk about them sharing solutions and, you know, sharing comfort and that kind of thing, because that's really why people consume in the first place. So if you kind of look at it in a different way, where you're sharing something that's going to help somebody out, as opposed to quote unquote selling and having to get that sale to make the money and so on and so forth, it's a nice perspective to have.
Exactly. And the other thing that the first half of the book focuses on is that you're not selling to make money. Money is just how you get the things you actually want, and how you can take care of the people around you, and how you can do great things. The money is a medium. It's not the goal. And that's something that they spend a lot of time on. And it's something a lot of people really don't understand. It's like, they want to get rich. They want to get rich. They want to get money. But having money isn't about having money. It's about making sure all your bills are paid. It's about being able to take a vacation. It's about taking care of your loved ones.
Yeah, so, it's really facilitating what you want to do with your life.
Right.
What money is it's a facilitator.
And so those two ideas take up about the first half of this book before they even get to how to sell. And they really are very important ideas. If you're not going to understand and, you know, internalize those ideas, the rest of this system won't work for you. Because it really is about your mindset and not about the technique you're using.
Yeah, so getting into some of these tips that are there. I mean, the way that the book started was you were looking at second generation greatest salesperson in the world who was learning from somebody who learned from the first. And what happened was when this person was ready to learn, the 10 scrolls came in a box and he couldn't share them with anybody until the end of his life, just about. And then at the end of the book, he was finally able to share it with whoever was going to be able to share it with the rest of the world. But it was like two times over first. And what it started out with, the first one was just starting to form good habits and become their slave. So today, the first habit was, today I begin a new life, which is just burying everything in the past that's going on and realizing that if you put your passion and purpose towards what you're doing, anything is achievable by you. That's really what the first principle is all about. So today I begin a new life is the first scroll.
All right, and the idea behind this is you have to leave your baggage behind. You can't keep dwelling on what didn't work yesterday, how bad yesterday was, or by the same token, how good it was, because each day starts anew.
Yeah, it's the now principle. Whatever's happened before, it's gone. You may learn from it, but it cannot retard your future growth. And that's what the first principle is all about.
Right. And we've talked a lot about mindfulness, which at its core is about being in the moment. And that's really what this first principle is. I mean, beginning a new life each day is about focusing on the moment and not dwelling in the past and not being bogged down by what you haven't yet done.
Yeah, so getting to principle number two. Principle number two is, I will greet this day with love in my heart. And this is really how you treat other people. It's talking a little bit about making friends out of your enemies and things like that, and being able to encounter anything with love and passion rather than looking at the negative side of things and competition and that kind of thing.
Right. And we've talked quite a lot about having a positive mindset. And that's really what this second tip is all about. It's about how you look at it. Because we've talked about the fact that if you're approaching something positively, you see the opportunities and you can grab those opportunities. Whereas if you're filling your mind with negativity and hate and revenge and scorn and all of these negative emotions, they overwhelm you and you're not seeing what's out there.
No, and it's also, you know, kind of coming from the state of lack. I mean, I kind of look at this principle as more of the collaboration principle, being able to see the good in everybody that's out there and every situation that's out there.
Right. That's also a very good point. It really is about how you're approaching people and working with them and showing them. And I thought, I mean, it says, you know, I will greet the day with love. But I thought as I was listening to it, it was more than simply just love, you know, loving your neighbor, you know, to use a biblical term. It was about respecting people and treating them the way you would want to be treated and working with them and always finding the positive in the situation and the people you're dealing with.
Yeah, it's the glass half full principle.
Yes.
So one of the things that we forgot to talk about a little bit too was when he got these scrolls, he was to do each scroll for 30 days, and each of these scrolls had, it was really a chapter that you read, and he had to recite these things every day, three times a day, and practice these things for 30 days in a row before he went on from scroll one to scroll two. So it was a drawn out process, and you know, it was logically building upon it. So a lot of this is about discipline, which we're going to be talking about, and a lot of these scrolls that we're talking about just assume discipline, including the third one, which is the first one that really talks about that and says, I will persist until I succeed.
Right. You know, the point of doing it for 30 days before moving on was he had to learn the lesson. He had to internalize it, and he really had to live it and create these as new habits so that he didn't have to keep going back to the scrolls. He had already internalized it, and they were habits that he was doing without even thinking about it. And that's something that's also very important. To do these things, you really do have to do it without thinking. And that takes time. You have to overcome bad habits and basically reprogram yourself with good habits. And that's what the 30-day period for each scroll was about.
Yeah, I mean, this one also talks about, obviously, there's going to be bumps in the road as you're going along. And it just talks about taking those as they come, and you just got to keep going and going and going. So,
right. One of the parts that I really liked with the third scroll was that it talked about not working for set hours. It wasn't about selling from 9 to 5 and then stopping. It was about ending on a high note, so that your last sale was a yes, and that propelled you to the next day.
Yeah, and we talk about that often as far as, you know, how you handle your day itself. If you can finish your day by going over your gratitude journal or something to be positively going to bed so that you can look forward to tomorrow, it's so important. And this really kind of took it to the extreme because it sounded like a couple of times he'd be working 2 days in a row before he stopped. So,
right. So the fourth scroll is called I Am Nature's Greatest Miracle. And what that really came down to was celebrating your own uniqueness. no matter what you're selling, no matter what you're doing as a business, there are other people that are in the same business. There are other people that are selling the same item, but they're not you. What makes you unique is what makes you special. And you need to capitalize on that and understand that, yes, there is nobody else on the planet that is just like you.
Yeah, and obviously one of the biggest obstacles to anything is really self-esteem. And people are creatures of fear and low self-esteem by habit. And what this does is it just actually makes you realize that there is only one you. I mean, some of the things that he talks about here says, none can duplicate my brush strokes. None can duplicate my chisel marks. None can duplicate my handwriting. Again, this is an old book. None can produce my child. And then vain attempts to imitate others, no longer will I make. Instead, I will place my uniqueness on display in the marketplace. I will proclaim it, and so on and so forth. So it's really, it's self-motivation big time, but it is the truth.
Right. I mean, the two things I really took away from that scroll, one actually popped into my head was a quote from Judy Garland, who said, "I'd rather be a first-rate me than a second-rate somebody else." And it's about using your own strength and being yourself rather than trying to copy somebody else. And the other thing that it reminded me of was something I had read a while back talking about the odds. We all thought, well, you know, the odds are stacked against us. Well, the odds of your grandparents meeting and producing your parents and them meeting and producing you, those odds are astronomical. So you've already beaten these huge odds just by existing.
Absolutely. And I mean, I love the title of this, I Am Nature's Greatest Miracle, because the bottom line is, and we've talked about this a lot too, I mean, if you are giving your best you, you have to have your self-esteem. You have to be riding a high, realizing that that's there. And it, just think, if everybody out there came at life with that attitude, that, wow, here I am, I'm going to give you my best because I have something that I can do that for, and that you have the same thing too. So let's all bring out the best in each other. And if we could all just pump each other up that way, instead of be, you know, looking at critical comparisons and all this other kind of stuff, it makes a world of difference. So fantastic, yeah, principle.
It's so important, because the whole world is filled with naysayers, and that can really have an impact on you. So remembering your uniqueness and what makes you special boosts your self-esteem and really does have a huge part to play in your success.
Yeah, absolutely. So moving on to scroll number 5, this one says, "I will live this day as if it is my last." So again, this talks about enjoying life. It brings persistence back in there, and so on and so forth. Getting over the lumps, and it's obviously, you've heard this probably a lot in other books and so on and so forth, but it's just an attitude.
All right. We've all heard it over and over again, you know, live every day as though it was your last. And the whole idea is to enjoy it to its fullest. And also, one of the things they talk about a lot is not taking it for granted. You know, once time passes, you can't get it back. So it's not just about enjoying your time, but it's about not procrastinating and not waiting to get things done, because we only have a limited time on this world. And once it's gone, it's gone. And you know, if you waste time now, you can't get it back later.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, I think, again, this just couples with the persistence. I will persist until I succeed.
Absolutely. Each of these really does build on the ones that come before, which is another reason that when they're learning it in the book, they're required to focus on one for 30 days before moving on, because you have to master each lesson before you apply the next one, because they really do stack on top of each other.
Yeah, they absolutely do. I mean, some of them are like disciplinary active type things, and then others are really like your mindset and your attitude towards things. The next one, number six, is be master of my emotions. And that's really the turnaround scroll. You know, when you have that negative thought, you're going to turn it into something positive. And a lot of what he was here were the if-thens. He says, if I feel depressed, then I will sing. If I feel sad, I will laugh. If I feel ill, I will double my labor. If I feel fear, I will plunge ahead, and so on and so forth. If I feel complacency, I will remember my competition. If I enjoy moments of greatness, I will remember moments of shame. So it's really the grounding principle both ways. So it will help you when you're feeling down, but if you're getting too overconfident and so on and so forth, and you're going on that, it's going to slap you in the face.
Right. This whole principle is about moderation. It's about realizing that, whatever happens, you have good things going on. However, you also don't want to become overconfident and complacent, overconfident and complacent. Your own ego can get in your way, and this talks about pulling yourself back. So that if you're feeling down, you boost yourself up. But if you see yourself becoming egotistical, becoming arrogant, you pull yourself back. And it really does work both ways because either extreme will really hinder your success.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the big head, small head principle. So, and number seven is obviously it's building on number six. So number seven, the scroll was, I will laugh at the world, for this too shall pass. And this is really, I'm looking at this as the response principle, how you respond to things, because again, you can look at things positively or negatively. And one of the best things you can do in the world is laugh at yourself, laugh with others, and that kind of thing.
Right. This was actually my favorite scroll because you have to laugh at things. If you can't laugh at what's going on, you just become miserable. And I've talked to a number of people who have all said to me, they go, you know what's great about you? It's you're always laughing, you're always smiling about things. It's like sometimes you have to look for those things to smile about. But it is so worth it. It's when you can laugh at something and laugh at, and most importantly, laugh at yourself. It keeps you grounded, but and again, it works really in conjunction with the previous scroll because it keeps you grounded when things go wrong. You find, it's funny, and it also keeps you up by not letting depression get to you.
And it is also contagious. People,
Yes.
just as you say, people love people who always seem to be smiling and laughing and so on and so forth. You gravitate towards people like that. And obviously, one of the best things you can be if you want to be a quote unquote great salesperson is to have that attitude where people like seeing you. Because, you know, we talk again about people knowing, liking, and trusting. And if you're always smiling and having fun with what you're doing and with other people around you, it makes a world of difference. For them and for you.
Exactly. It changes your whole outlook, and that in turn changes other people's outlook.
It leads to principle number eight because it helps you multiply your value a hundredfold. And this is really giving just for the sake of giving, unconditionally giving, and putting your best into everything that you do. Multiply your value a hundredfold.
And that's so important because so many times when you're doing a job, when you're working on a project, there's that voice. Sometimes it's a supervisor, sometimes it's an internal voice that goes, well, they're only paying for XYZ, so we should only give them XYZ. And the fact of the matter is, you want to give them more than that because that's what's going to keep them coming back. It's what turns a sale into a customer, into a client. It
Yeah, it's
also goes beyond the sale into the impact that you have on your community and the world around you.
It really, it takes the compensation factor right out of it. If you are giving 100, you're multiplying your value 100-fold, the person that you're dealing with is going to trust you unconditionally, and getting paid or anything else that you're getting from that is not even going to be an issue. So that's, it's just so important. It's putting things in perspective. And the more you give, the more you're going to attract back.
Absolutely. So the ninth scroll is I will act now. And this is pretty straightforward. This is about not procrastinating. Now, you can plan all you want, but the idea is if you don't actually do it, it doesn't matter.
Absolutely. If you wait for it to happen, it's just not going to happen. So it's that's so important. And it's a great tie together of all the other ones put together. It's, you know, it's again, it starts with the persistence and just goes right through all the other principles as far as action goes. Live this day as if it's my last. Just do.
Right. And one of the things I liked about this is it talks about the fact that calling upon one customer is more valuable than planning to call 10.
Yes.
You know, you actually have to make the calls. You actually have to approach customers. You have to take action. If you're planning, it's like, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. Okay, stop going to and actually do it.
Absolutely. The 10th principle, this is more of the spiritual thing, saying pray for guidance. But the takeaway for this, as far as I'm concerned, is the bottom line is you're not in this alone. And there's a lot of people out there. You know, we talked about I am nature's greatest miracle. If we can pull the miracles out of everybody else that we're dealing with, that's what this is all about. Obviously, this book, again, we told, has a little bit of religious overtone. So it does start with the creator a little bit and so on and so forth. But the bottom line is there's good in all of us. And that's what this principle is all about. So it's a great way to kind of tie everything together.
Right. And I took this as, you know, my belief system. I always like what Stephen Hawking said, that, you know, he views God as the totality of the universe. And if you've spoken to life coaches, they all talk about putting your intention out into the universe. And I thought that's also what this is talking about. When you sort of remove yourself from the religious aspect, it's about knowing there's more to the universe than just you, and you can get help. You're not in it alone. Whether you look at it spiritually or not, there's always that, you know, putting that intention out into the universe and getting the help you want. And something that I thought was very important on that scroll is that it was very specific about the intention you're putting out there. It's you're looking for guidance. You're not looking for somebody to hand you the final result. You're looking for help getting there on your own.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I mean, I think that actually goes a little bit hand in hand with the being the master of your emotions, not getting too high, not getting too low, and just realizing the best in every situation.
Absolutely. And all 10 of those scrolls really do fit together, one on top of the other. And again, it's not a sales manual. It's about a way to live your life and apply these to sales to help you in business. And we're actually coming up on the end of our time today. So, Chip, what do you think is the big takeaway from this book?
It's a wonderful combination of mindset being applied to planning, daily action, and persistence. And again, the overall thing with that, too, is to give back with what you're doing. So it really touches on a lot of really, really good bases in simple form. So I highly recommend reading it.
Yeah, I think my big takeaway from this was that when you're doing sales, when you're doing anything in business, it's more about who you are than what you do. And these were all these information in the scrolls were all about how you behave and the person that you are, and changing into the person that people want to do business with and want to be around. And I think that was really my big takeaway, was that it's all about who you are and how people see you. Because if they let, you know, if they see what you're doing and you're out there giving of yourself, they can't help but be attracted to you.
Multiplying your value 100-fold.
Exactly. You've been listening to the Success Showcase. You can catch us every week at blogtalkradio.com/successshowcase. You can also find us in the iTunes store, the Apple Podcasts app, and wherever you find podcasts. Remember, make this your best week ever, and make next week even better. See you then.